suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Dr. Matthew Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 4 or 5 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I wish I'd been a fly on the wall in the Oval Office yesterday. Kevin McCarthy met for more than an hour with the President of the United States, talking about the debt ceiling limit, budget cuts, all kinds of stuff. And I don't know that anything was accomplished, to be honest with you. But it was good that two people from different perspectives were able to sit down in a civil way and hammer out their differences. I don't know that any minds were changed. But Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, was on with Hannity. And again, he received a one-hour meeting in the Oval Office. He was on with Hannity last night. This is Cut 5. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House.
Your general impressions, you spent over an hour with the president. What was your general impression of him? Was he alert? Was he aware? Was he up to speed on the issues? How do you feel the meeting went?
I thought the meeting went rather well, because remember what he was saying, Sean. He said he would not negotiate with me. Now, he just spent an hour with me in the Oval Office. He knew the topic we were talking about. He was aware of what we were going on. And remember why this is so important. All your viewers have to understand. The Democrats that controlled Congress for the last 4 years, they increased discretionary spending by 30%, more than $480 billion. They slammed through at the last minute last year this omnibus bill that over the next 10 years will spend $1.5 trillion. So if you want to know where inflation came from, you know where our problems, it's this runaway spending. So we only have two choices, either responsibility or reckless spending. I know where the American people want to go. So for the president who said he wasn't going to negotiate with me, we talked for more than an hour, gave both perspectives. I thought they were respectful. There's times we've had big differences. But then he said, let's continue the conversation. So I took that as a positive. And I think
we've
got 5 months to go, and we can get this done. Yes, sir?
Would you consider what happened in the Oval Office with you and the president today, would you characterize it as a negotiation?
I would. You can't sit down for 1 hour sitting in the Oval Office across from one another talking about the positions for debt ceiling, the economy, and spending without that point. Now, there's times that we strongly disagreed with one another, and that's respectful. But you understand when you sit down with somebody whether you think at the end of the day you could come to an agreement. Look, this is what the American people want. They want us to be responsible about it. They want to control this spending. I mean, 74% of America says they want spending cuts to find those savings. Look, the Democrats have spent like there's no tomorrow. We want to make sure tomorrow's better than today. If nothing happens in the next 10 years, We will pay $8 trillion just in interest. That's almost $1 trillion a year in interest.
Yeah, yeah. I would call that a negotiation. And again, a negotiation implies that one side or the other is, or maybe both, are going to, in some way or another, capitulate. The fact is, we don't know that the president's ready to give on any of those issues. But at least they're talking. And as long as they're talking, there is hope. Let's hope that something comes up, comes out of these talks. And this afternoon, Kevin McCarthy told a mini scrum that they're going to talk again, that the president's going to call him in a couple of days and set up another meeting. So that's good. That's really good. Stay where you are. More to do. Don't forget that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And the conditions aren't too bad on area freeways right now. There are a couple of exceptions, though. Bumper-to-bumper conditions through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 southbound between Flamingo and Tropicana. That's through those roadwork conditions, and that's going to be there for a long time. We're talking until about July of 2024, so get used to that. Also, some slow flows 15 northbound at Hacienda. Congestion into downtown, Interstate 515 northbound. That begins around Eastern Avenue, and do expect some heavy volumes on the Beltway in one place in particular, 215 west at Gibson.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony DeZuri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. NBA, the Lakers head to Indiana tonight to take on the Pacers. Los Angeles defeated the Knicks on Tuesday night in overtime. LeBron James had a triple-double in that win, scoring 28 points. He's now 89 points shy of becoming the all-time scorer in NBA history, facing a Pacers team tonight that has lost 10 of their last 11 games. The Clippers will take on Milwaukee tonight, continuing a six-game road trip. LA has won six of their last seven. After beating the Chicago Bulls on Tuesday, Milwaukee has won five straight. UNLV basketball back at the Thomas and Mack Center on Friday, taking on Fresno State. The Rebels now 15-7, 4-6 in the Mountain West Conference after a win on Tuesday against Colorado State. This Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. I'm Tony DeZuri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670. KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Okay, so how crazy high are these gas prices right now, right? I mean, I filled up my car the other day, and I thought for that price, I could buy a couple of pairs of Skechers and pretty much walk everywhere. Plus, unlike gas, not only Skechers affordable, they also last a really long time. Skechers are extremely durable, and many are machine washable, and they're so comfortable. With comfort features like Skechers' famous air-cooled memory foam, relax fit, wide fit, arch fit, plus so many other fits and features. Find your perfect pair of Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day. And if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
Just $5.50 per day on a $1,000 loan?
Yes, sir. No other fees at all. Just the interest for how long you keep the loan out. And for 2023, the first week's on us.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Below means if you pay off your loan a month or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on bi-weekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know we've talked about the Nevada legislature gaveling in on February 6th. Believe it or not, that's Monday. And a guy that is going to be kind of an impartial observer. He's no longer with NPRI, but he is certainly an interested observer. We're talking about Michael Schaus from Schaus Creative. And I asked him earlier today about the Nevada legislature beginning on Monday and what his expectations are for this upcoming session.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be 120 days of, you know, noise. The last few weeks is when all the big things are going to happen. Before then, we're going to kind of see the session take shape, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the real priorities are going to be for the Democrats, which we'll see as things get going and their committees actually start listening to bills and ignoring other ones. We'll kind of get a sense for what their priorities are going to be, but it's going to be interesting with the Republican governor, that's for sure.
A Republican governor, lieutenant governor, controller. But will anything be different because you've still got a Democratic legislature?
You know, some things are going to be different. For example, if they had Governor Sisolak in office right now, I'm sure that they would feel a whole lot more confident about getting some new taxes. Simply because, you know, even though Sisolak was a relatively fiscally conservative Democrat, he still would probably go along with the party if the party was overwhelmingly in support of some sort of a new tax plan. So you know, things like that, they're going to have to temper some of their worst impulses because, hey, they actually do have to, in the end, work with a guy who's with the other party. So it's going to be interesting to see how much they try to push the envelope on certain issues. And some of them I'm sure they'll get away with, but a lot of them I'm hoping that Lombardo says, no, this is too far. We're not going to go that far. What's the compromise?
They have the same problems in Washington that we do in Carson City. And will Republican leadership in the state assembly, in the state Senate, will it keep everybody in line, you think?
I think on the big issues, it probably will. And I say that, you know, I know Governor Lombardo in a state speech came out and talked about $50 million for op scholarships and opportunity scholarships and $2 billion more for public schools. And from my perspective, part of that is probably internal calculus. He's looking at it and saying, okay, what is a number that is reasonable enough to keep all Republicans, including some of the bad ones, to stick together on it? So I'm hoping that's what he did and it wasn't just a number pulled out of the air. But I get the sense, at least this early on, most of the Republicans I'm talking to say, yeah, they are pretty confident that they're going to be able to hold tight on the really important issues.
And what will the real important issues be in this legislature?
Well, education is going to be one of them. I know that another one is going to be, you know, saying no to taxes, especially because the state's doing relatively well fiscally. I mean, you know, this is something that most of us should remember as voters and as taxpayers. You know, while we were getting absolutely slammed economically, the state was still raking in a ton of money, both from the federal government, but also from tax revenue and everything else. So the state never really went through the downturn that most of us had to go through during the COVID years. And keeping that in mind, I think Republicans are going to look around and say, no, we don't need new taxes. We just need to focus on how we're spending existing revenue. And I'm really hoping that they stick together on that. Again, so far from what I'm hearing, they're planning on it. But, you know, a lot can change in 120 days, I guess.
Do you worry that this money that came in from the federal government, and you and I joked about it on air and off air, at least I call them Biden bucks, money that came in through the feds. Are you worried that that money was not, first of all, was not spent and wasn't spent well? Do you worry about accountability? Do we need somehow to audit that federal money that came in the door?
I would love to see more auditing of that money, because we know, you know, this is one of the problems. And at the time, it was funny when you listen to the people on the in the government who are pushing for this, you know, emergency spending on the federal level. All of them said, well, hey, look, we know that there's going to be a certain amount of fraud, but something has to be done right now. So we're going to throw it out there. Well, then all of a sudden, none of them got interested in auditing it. And I really think that this is something, you know, same. It's on the same level as the unemployment fiasco that we saw and all the fraud we saw with unemployment. We know there was fraud because government acted so quick and they were trying so hard to get money out the door in an incredibly fast fashion that there's no way they had the accountability measures in place in order to ensure that there was not fraud. So I would love to see some sort of an audit. Whether or not that's actually going to happen, who knows? You might have to wait, and by the time you know you have the political will to do it, there might not be a whole lot that anybody can do.
In the state of the state, the governor mentioned $2 billion in new money for education. On balance, what do you think of the move? There's been a lot of criticism, Victor Jakes and others, saying that there's no accountability. We're just tossing education $2 billion, and there's no accountability.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm kind of split on this, because on the one hand, I'm sitting there and thinking, okay, he is working with a bunch of Democrats. You know, to a certain extent, I wrote an article about this. I was like, to a certain extent, I understand what he's doing, because he's saying, look, here's $2 billion for your public schools. Now give us $50 million in opportunity scholarships. You know, give us a little tiny piece, because clearly, if you've got $2 billion extra dollars, you cannot possibly be worried about the financial impact of letting a few thousand low-income kids access private schools. And so I think that that part of it was smart, but it does worry me, because we've kind of heard this song and dance before from, you know, from Sandoval. We saw the largest investment in public education under Sandoval, and what did we end up for it? And that's the biggest problem. So unless there is some real accountability measures put in place, you know, maybe Republicans will be able to squeeze in a couple here or there while they're negotiating with Democrats. I am worried that it's going to be $2 billion more dollars to classrooms that are failing with absolutely no mechanism to ensure that things are done differently moving forward. And Lombardo kind of alluded to that. He said, look, I'll be back in 2 years. And if things haven't improved, we're going to, you know, kind of wagging his finger. But I'm sitting there listening to those words saying,
what happens in 2 years when he says, I'll be back here talking about this? But what does that mean?
Well, and that's the problem, is nobody really knows. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm going, well, okay, everybody says that, but we've been saying that for 40 years, and nothing's getting better. So it is extremely worrisome. Now, that being said, you know, there's a possibility there to work with some Democrats and say, look, let's not just boost funding by $2 billion. Let's allocate this first and foremost to ELS students, students that need to learn English. Let's identify the school districts that are short on teachers and give incentives to new teachers or something. You know, there are opportunities there, but overall, we're talking about $2 billion to a system that has shown no interest in accountability for the last multiple decades.
Is there anything the governor can do? We know that it's an uphill slog relative to the legislature, but is there anything the governor can do via executive order, executive action?
In terms of educational accountability, I don't think that there's a whole lot. He might be able to do a couple things around the margins. He might be able to empower the Department of Education to, you know, start some investigations or audits or something, but he's going to be relatively limited in dictating how that money is spent or dictating that it be spent in a particular way. That's really in the hands of the legislature, which is going to be a lot of Democrats who are very friendly with the teachers union. And keep in mind, you know, the Clark County Education Association was doing a happy dance when they heard $2 billion. The NSEA, the state union, was actually still wildly upset that there was even a mention of school choice. The $2 billion didn't even faze them. They were just furious that we might potentially possibly give a few low-income kids some more scholarships. And so that tells you where the priorities of the unions are right now. And that's worrisome given how much political power they have in the Democrat Party.
There you have it, Michael Shouse, the former communications director for NPRI, and now the owner of ShouseCreative.com. Check it out. They do branding. They do marketing. They tell your story for you or help you tell your story. Yeah, that's Michael Shouse. Stay where you are. When we come back, something new on the sports horizon relative to concussions. There are new studies that are out that are giving us hope that maybe we are getting a handle on concussions in professional sports, not just pro football, but other sports as well. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, there's been a bunch of new studies done on sports concussions. We're seeing this at the National Football League level. We're seeing it in other sports as well. Dr. Mark Siegel was on Fox last night talking about his reaction to these new studies of sports concussions.
That you need a period to allow the brain to heal. So if you get a concussion and you get clocked, you've got to stay out of the action after that for at least a week. And then there are some subtle signs that, you know, and we've seen this in the NFL recently with Tua Tagovailoa, which is, you know, it can be a problem with walking, with gait, with dizziness, with headache. You just don't feel quite right. If you get back in the game and you get hit again, your chances go up astronomically that you're going to have a long-term problem.
Okay, so there are different degrees of head injuries. I think you can see that depending on the age. It could have an impact as well. Could happen in lacrosse. Could happen in baseball, football, ice skating, hockey. You name it, snowboarding or skiing. Does the brain ever repair damage that is done to it?
Yes, and it's especially important in the first few weeks. And by the way, you mentioned those other sports. I want to give a shout-out to the Boston University Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy Unit up there. They're doing tremendous work, and they just did a big study on hockey. And it's not just professional hockey. It goes all the way back to high school. And they looked at 74 hockey players, autopsy studies, and they found over half of them had incidences of this CTE, damage to the brain. And it has to do, again, with how many concussions you have. Are you allowed time to repair? Are you going back to the action? You know, we have a test we can do on the sidelines now where we look at rapid eye movements, Bill, and we see right away whether someone has a concussion or not. What a concussion is your brain being shaken inside your skull, and it can be quite subtle, but it also can be quite cumulative. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, Tom Brady, who just retired, concussions are part of the game. We have a lot of spirit of teamwork, of getting together. That's really important and positive. And I am not on here bashing sports. I think team sports are the greatest thing we have in the United States in terms of getting people together. But we have to pay attention to the medical risk. And one more thing. It isn't just head injury. It isn't just head injury, Bill. If you get hit from the side, you may actually absorb some shaken brain up there. It isn't only direct hits to the brain. NFL is working on better helmets. They had a helmet challenge in 2019, and that's really important too.
Dr. Mark Siegel, the Fox legal, a medical expert on Fox News Channel. Coming up, Biden inflation rearing its ugly head when it comes to your energy costs. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to nevadapolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurtin' a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation,